This podcast is for learners of English and teachers of English as a foreign language. I'm Karen, a teacher and writer from England, and in each episode of this podcast, I will help you to improve an aspect of your English vocabulary, grammar, and comprehension, and discuss British writers, culture, and pronunciation. Come on, let's get started. This first episode is an introduction to my podcast, and in this episode I'm going to talk about graded readers, what they are, you'll find out in a minute, how they can help you learn English without any extra studying, how you can use them at home or in your classroom if you are a teacher, and also I'll tell you a little bit about myself, who I am, where I'm from, what is my background. So keep listening. What are graded readers and how can they help you improve your English? I write graded readers, but what are graded readers? Well, graded readers are books written especially for learners of English at different levels. And you should choose a book that is your level. So, for example, if you are level B1, intermediate, then choose a book which is written at that level, a B1 graded reader. And you read the book like any other book. It's a story, you enjoy the story. And while you're reading, you will be learning without even noticing lots of vocabulary and grammar, and you will be improving your comprehension. You will also be learning about British culture if you read my graded readers, because they are set in Britain and they can be set in the past or in modern day Britain. All of my graded readers have exercises that you can access if you go to my website. The link should be on your screen somewhere. And I have for each book vocabulary exercises, comprehension exercises, and also notes on British culture relating to each book. And of course, I have this podcast, so I will record episodes on all of my books. And you can use those episodes to improve your knowledge of various aspects of English and of the book and of British culture. So I hope that explains things. On to the next section. How can you use my graded readers on your own? It's very simple. You buy my graded readers on Amazon, Apple Books, Rakuten Kobo, Book Depository, which has free delivery to many, many countries, and other websites as well. Have a look at my website to see where you can buy the books. You can buy them in ebook or paperback. And when you have the book, just relax, sit and read the book. And if you want to study further, as I said, you have the exercises on my website. What you also have in the books is definitions, meanings of difficult words in the back. So you don't need to use a dictionary. You can just use the glossary with the difficult words at the back of the book. So it's very easy. And that can be all, really. If that's all you want to do, that's fine. You don't have to do the exercises. You don't have to study, really. Just relax and read the book. How can you use the graded readers if you're a teacher of English as a foreign language? You will need to buy copies of the books in ebook or paperback for your students, or ask them to buy copies. And then you can do all sorts of things. You can ask them to read a chapter at home before they come to class, and then discuss the chapter, what's happened, talk about the characters, the vocabulary, and grammar. Or they can read it out to you in class, and that way they can improve their pronunciation and you can correct them. You can also start a book club. If you have a class of students, they can all read the book and they can discuss it. What do they think is going to happen next? Do they like the characters? Things like that. Use your imagination, and they can be a really useful way of getting students to talk and improving all aspects of their English, including their knowledge of British culture, British history, British writers, British phrases, vocabulary. So really, it covers a lot of ground, a graded reader. You can use it in all kinds of different ways. So what about me? Who am I? My name is Karen, and I'm a teacher and a writer, and I come from Reading, which is a town in the southeast of England. I've been working in English language teaching since 2002, that's a long time, and I really enjoy it. I love the contact with people from all different countries. I learn from them and they learn from me. I just think it's really interesting. I also love books, literature, and so for me the perfect job is writing graded readers, because it combines my love of teaching and interacting with students, and also my love of books. And I have taught English in Spain and also in the UK, and I've written many graded readers, and I'm also an editor. I work as an editor of materials for learners of English. And I have a master's degree in linguistics, and I have a diploma in the teaching of English as a foreign language to students. As I said, I was born in England, but my mum is from Hungary and my dad is from Austria. And I speak a few different languages. I speak Hungarian, and I'm very proud of that, because it's not a language that many people speak outside of the country, of course. And I speak French, I learnt it at school, and I also lived in Belgium for 1 year when I was studying, in the French part of Belgium, French-speaking part. And I also speak Spanish, because I lived there for a year as well in Barcelona. And I loved all those experiences. I feel they all enriched me and also gave me an understanding of what it's like to learn a language. I understand how difficult it can be, but also how fun. And I hope that that experience makes me better at teaching English to my students. Future episodes of my podcast, what will they be about? This was the introduction to my podcast series, but in future episodes, I'm going to take one of my books each time and look at different aspects of vocabulary, grammar, pronunciation, comprehension, and also British culture. Maybe talk a little bit about the writer of the original book, for example, Jane Austen, Charles Dickens. You don't need to have the book to enjoy the podcast, and I hope that whatever the level, you can listen to the podcast and learn something. So the episode doesn't need to be your level. If you find the podcast useful, you can listen to it at any level. If you do want to buy my books, don't forget to visit my website, and there you can find all the information on where to buy them. The website address is www.readstories-learnenglish.com, and I hope it's on your screen somewhere that you can click on it. If you go to my website, there you will also find a free story if you register with me by giving me your email address. I won't send you spam, I promise. I will send you news about my new books and some kind of other activities, but not spam. And I won't sell your email address to anyone. So you can do that, and I hope to see you there. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Read Stories Learn English podcast. I hope to see you next time.